St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. The archangel guard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke whom we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who wander about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. I confess to Blessed Michael the Archangel, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today is, of course, the feast day of the great guardian angel of the Catholic Church, as he was before, the guardian angel of our blessed Savior himself, whilst on earth. When we say that St. Michael is an archangel, we do not mean that he is one of the penultimate choir of angels, but rather that he predominates over all of the angels, having in his humility and holiness of soul risen to take the place of Lucifer, the light-bearer, who, because of pride, fell and was cast down by Michael into hell. Many are the nations that invoke St. Michael the Archangel as patron. He is the patron saint of Germany, the patron saint of Great Britain, where he has been said to have appeared over 500 times, the patron saint of Belgium and of the city of Brussels, its capital, patron saint too of the region of Brittany in France, where the great and the beautiful Mont Saint-Michel island and monastery is found. Yesterday, we had the beautiful first vespers to open the feast of St. Michael the Archangel, and afterwards, someone asked me an excellent question. Why is it, and I wonder if you would know the answer, why is it that we confess our sins in the Confiteor at every Mass to St. Michael the Archangel? Did you ever think of that? Why do we confess our sins to St. Michael the Archangel? Now, if you ask the Protestant would say right away, well, we only confess our sins to God. And if a Protestant were to say that, of course, he would show how abysmally ignorant he was of sacred scripture. Because in sacred scripture, we are told by St. James the Apostle to confess our sins to each other, that we may be forgiven. Now, if we are meant to confess our sins to each other, surely we would also confess our sins to those who are far greater and far above us in the celestial or the heavenly hierarchy. We know that we Catholics confess our sins to be forgiven to the priest. But why to Our Lady and St. Michael and St. John the Baptist, St. Peter and Paul, and if you happen to be a Franciscan, you would put in the name of St. Francis or a Dominican, St. Dominic. Why to all of these saints and angels of heaven do we as well make our confession as part of our preparation for Holy Mass every day? Well, St. Denis the Carthusian says we do it in order to be humble, to abase ourselves, so that in turn, seeing our humility and thus our sincerity, that all of these heavenly patrons will protect us and hear our prayer, so that we can receive the pardon, the forgiveness that we desire from Almighty God, especially in the course of the Holy Mass. But St. Bonaventure in particular has some very interesting ideas about why we confess our sins to all of these saints, and especially to St. Michael. You know, whenever you're wondering about something, there's a couple of things you could do. You could ask a priest, and that's maybe the shortcut. But then you might actually be giving the priest more work to do, because then the priest would have to look it up. Or you could look it up. But in any case, when you have these good questions, do ask them, because you're never too young or too old to learn more about your beautiful Catholic faith and the wonder of wonders, which is the Holy Mass. St. Bonaventure says that we do it in order to gain confidence for ourselves. Because if we examine our merit, remember the picture of St. Michael with the scale, how he will weigh the souls at the end of the world, when we see what little merit we have and how many things we need to ask for, how many sins to be forgiven, of course we'll ask St. Michael and the saints to pray for us so that we can have a little confidence, because by ourselves we wouldn't dare to. St. Bonaventure too, next, insists on humility. You don't get anywhere without humility. Then, at the same time, by this means, we show the great dignity of the saints and how much we do indeed honor them, especially the most important ones, by naming them at this time in the Holy Mass. we show as well. And this should be a comfort to us who sometimes don't feel it so much anymore today in the chastisement. The unity of the mystical body of Christ. Those who are higher help those who are lower. Even as parents, teachers help little children, so too we, all of us, are helped by the saints and by the angels. And then we remember as well that when it comes particularly to St. Michael the Archangel, that St. Michael is always praying for us. He's always driving off devils. He's always protecting us. But because he is an angel, he knows what our sins are. Of course he does. He is the guardian angel of the church. You are members of the church. He sees what's going on within the church. He knows how much we fail on a given day. So in other words, when we say, I confess to St. Michael the Archangel, we're not telling him anything new. He knows already what the tale is, but he wants to hear our little tale of woe, our confession, so that our humility may increase. And that's his protection and his assistance for us. That will grow only the greater too. Yesterday at the first Vespers, we sang about, at the Magnificat, about the scene that St. John saw in the Apocalypse of St. Michael the Archangel blowing the trumpet and St. Michael crying out for Almighty God in his goodness to forgive us. And that is exactly what the great Archangel is always doing for us. You might say that when it comes to sin, St. Michael is a professional. He's a great expert because the first sin that was ever committed, he drove the guilty angel down out of heaven for having committed it. And he is at the same time a great expert in humility, because we read in the scriptures that St. Michael did not dare even to move against St. Michael, but even against Lucifer, but rather he said, may God command you, because he waits for the word of orders and of permission from God himself. So you see what a great friend we have in St. Michael the Archangel as we begin the almost impossible task of getting ourselves somewhat worthy from all of the stains and the sins of just one day in order to go up unto the altar of God. Let us indeed ask St. Michael the Archangel to pray for us. If you'd like to kneel down, I'll say a beautiful prayer that St. Gertrude wrote in honor of the Archangel. Hail, most glorious Prince Michael the Archangel. Hail, most noble leader of the heavenly host. Hail, honor and glory of the hierarchies of heaven. O most august Prince, under what obligation dost thou lie to thy Creator, who without any merit of thine own hath endowed thee with such excellent might and adorned thee with such peerless virtue. O thou renowned warrior, thou ornament of paradise, thou lustrous gem of the court of heaven, thou art the seal of likeness to God, full of wisdom and consummate in beauty. Most blessed Prince, these and all other graces wherewith the boundless liberality of God hath enriched thee above all the choirs of angels, beseeching thee by that mutual love which binds thy heart to the divine heart of Jesus, I beg thee that thou wouldst deign to receive my soul at the moment of my departure, and to render the judge propitious to me, to thine intercession. Amen. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in the battle, that we perish not in the fearful judgment. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.